Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, joins us every Tuesday at this time. 20 minutes away from the AMA, so get your questions ready. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. We say this like at different points throughout the season, Brandon, and try to like prepare people for it before the season starts too, but the season goes by way too fast.
So fast.
I can't believe it's rivalry weekend already. I know it's Thanksgiving in just a couple of days, but I mean, I don't know. Is it faster than normal? What's happened? Why has the season gone by so fast?
Well, first of all, our sport, those of us who love college football the most, it goes by faster than anything else.
Because
if you're an NBA fan, that's 82 regular season games. It feels like it's stretched over about 10 months where the way it feels. But in our situation, it's the shortest regular season. We spend the longest time waiting for it. And you start tacking off these weeks, and it's just gone. Now, here's also the tricky thing. Let's say that Georgia were to really go on a run. There's also a world in which the season's only about half over because runs all the way
straight
January. But in terms of scheduled games, I mean, I guess I'm just getting older, but maybe we all are. The regular season just flies by because it feels like it just started.
You know what? It flies by, and we were talking about it, I think, last week. It's like, it's almost signing day, B.A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They also moved that up this year,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's almost signing day. Then, obviously, you have the flipped schedule and all that other crap.
Well, college football's number one rule is how much stuff can we cram into, like, a 3 or 4 week period?
Yeah.
Can we have coaching carousel,
right,
transfer portal, signing day, playoff? Let's just do it all at the same time, and let's watch everybody go crazy.
Yeah, and we had the thing last year where we maybe – should have not been so naive, but never thought you'd have a player leave a team that was in the playoff. You did. Well, certainly a coach never would. Well, we might see that too. You said if Georgia goes on a run deep into the postseason, kind of feels like more certain now. I mean, who knows what might happen, but feels like a lot easier to be confident about that right now than maybe a month ago.
I like the second way you said that more so than the first. I don't know how certain I am because, listen, you know, Georgia playing the way that it has lately is still a relatively recent phenomenon, right? They played great against Mississippi State, I thought, dominated Texas. That makes you feel really good. But, you know, new information's always coming in. I think Friday's game will probably be somewhat close, although I do believe that Georgia will win. But if we talked a month ago, and I'm sure we did talk about this, around, you know, October, I don't know that I had Georgia going on really any kind of postseason run. I don't know that I thought that's what kind of team this was. Well, now I'm a lot more open to that as a possibility because I don't think you can deny what they've been doing as of late. This is clearly a team that seems to be figuring some stuff out, and it's only a matter of, well, what kind of spin can they take that out for?
I was up there. Me and my family went up on Saturday, stayed down and everything like that. And, you know, the senior was and all those things. And by my surprise, I see Gunnar Stockton run out. And so I'm thinking to myself, no, Gunnar's coming back, right?
So the thing they've been doing lately is last few years, and this predates, you know, it goes back to the COVID time, is if you have any chance of maybe not coming back, they do let you walk, which I can't stand. Not from just a Georgia standpoint. I'm not even critical of the players. I just miss the days when seniors were truly seniors. But these days, about half the guys who walk are not actually seniors. And you got some Georgia players who walk like two or three times over the course of their life.
Cash go again.
So you've got that situation. But I do think that Gunner's likely coming back to Georgia, will be Georgia's starter. But like a lot of guys, if there's any thought of maybe you will, maybe you won't, because you'll still get a draft grade or whatever, I guess, then they are letting these guys walk more than one time. But I wouldn't read too much into Gunner walking us.
I have a question for you, because you're the funniest thing with you when I follow you is sometimes when it's the recruiting battles or whatever. Yeah. And this Curtis boy has me cracking up. And you are the funniest part about it for whatever reason. I don't know why.
I take that as a compliment.
You are so funny when it comes to this Curtis boy. I don't know nothing about this kid. Yeah. All I know is that I think he's going to go to Vanderbilt. But the fact that you talk about that's got some kind of violation.
Well, so you had
Pavia was like,
Diego Pavia talking about
tampering.
Yeah.
Diego Pavia talking about Jared Curtis during a press conference. Right. And look, I don't know that a player is held to the same standard of coaches. A coach definitely cannot talk about, as they call it so sanctimoniously, a prospective student athlete.
Right.
A coach cannot talk about a prospective student athlete. Can a player? I don't know. But in the gamesmanship, in the war of words, putting out there in the universe the fact that it might be an NCAA violation, I feel like there's some benefit to that. Put them on their heels a little bit. But here's the deal.
I hope no one thought of that, but then you put it out there, and they were like, that's great, and then look into it. That'd be amazing.
Even if it makes them a little bit nervous. Yeah. I just like the idea of making them a little bit nervous. Yeah. But the thought is, A, I do think that Curtis is a good prospect. There is some rumor of maybe Nashville, people up there can get their money right and try to make a big offer to Curtis. I still think he's probably coming to Georgia, but this has been pretty juicy drama because they're clearly trying to do something. I think a lot of this is just the modern age in which we live in. A lot of media searching for clicks, Vanderbilt hoping they can get some booster involvement. Ultimately, I believe he probably lands at Georgia, but to Vanderbilt's credit, they've at least become some factor in all of this.
I'm going to paint with a broad brush here, but I think it's fair given what we've seen a lot in college football the last couple of years. He probably likes the attention also.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the modern athlete or coach too, by the way. Like Lane Kiffin could just tell people what he's doing, but instead he's doing this circus and allowing all the attention to come to the doorstep.
What you also see now in college sports has been true in professional sports for a while is a lot of this is also agent-driven too. Like how many times look at Adam Schefter on Twitter and what he's reporting clearly came from somebody's agent, and so therefore do you believe this or not? The presence of the agents around this stuff now, and Curtis has got a full representation team, they are clearly the ones, even more so than the player himself, that are fanning the flames, a lot of the media attention. It's not just true for Jared. It's true for a lot of these guys. Agents are changing the way in which college ball gets caught.
That still throws me off when you see so-and-so transferred according to his agent.
Right. Yeah.
He's like,
5 years ago, that would have been a problem.
It would have been a real, real problem.
And now they're running it.
That would have been a real problem. B.A., what's your thoughts on this game? First of all, where are you at as far as where this rivalry ranks for you?
Well, it's not number one. I mean, and it's probably not number two either. Okay. The number one rival for Georgia is Florida. Number two is Auburn.
Okay.
Tech is somewhere in that conversation after that. And listen, I've always said this, and Brinke has done some of this in a – and pardon me, Tech fans, for saying it this way, in a big brother versus little brother style rivalry, Georgia wins the majority of the games. Georgia has by far more national notoriety than Tech does. It's the so-called little brother's responsibility to push the rivalry if it's going to exist. And Tech, for the most part, doesn't do that. Brent Key does that more, but historically, Tech just hasn't done that. And so, therefore, if Tech's not going to push this to be a rivalry, then it's not going to feel very much like a rivalry. And that's got nothing to do with who wins and loses. Every so often, Tech will upset Georgia and beat them. They could beat them Friday. This is not about Georgia can't ever lose. It's about that the game, it just historically has not felt very big. Brent Key, because he's an alumnus of Tech, has a chance to make it feel a little bit different. But you got to say the right stuff. You got to push the boundaries in order for that to be the case. And trust me, in the SEC, they all feel like rivalry games. You know, Tech's got to do a lot more to make this feel like a rivalry if it's actually going to be one.
I do like that Brent Key does that, though. Mm-hmm. Like, he acknowledges the importance of it, and he says what he feels about Georgia, and that adds to the...
Now, they shouldn't have sold their home game to Mercedes-Benz Stadium because it's going to be 80-20 Georgia in the building on Friday.
That is true.
Yeah.
But they get $10 million for it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm glad they were able to use Georgia's brand equity to make some money for themselves.
Look at that. Well done.
Well, how do you think it's going to look over there on Friday?
80-20.
Okay, that's about right.
70-30, maybe, but 80-20 probably.
what is a two-parter? One, sort of like the nuts and bolts, because I know you probably know what it takes for Georgia to get into the SEC championship game. And then the second part is your thought on how that all plays out in terms of
So all the strength of schedule, tiebreaker stuff, that's all done now because of the confluence of stuff that happened last week. So it's simple. If A&M loses, Georgia's in. If Alabama loses, Georgia's in. If A&M and Alabama both lose and Ole Miss wins the Egg Bowl with or without a coach, it'll be Georgia-Ole Miss in the SEC championship. So Georgia's either playing, if it goes, A&M, Alabama, or perhaps – long shot, Ole Miss. And look, you can talk to 100 Georgia fans, you're going to get a lot of different answers, and there are, I think, viable answers on both sides. For me, I don't believe that Georgia's going to get a bye unless it plays in the SEC championship and unless it probably wins it. So therefore, simplest thing for me is play well on Friday, get one of these upsets to occur, go to Atlanta, win that, and get a chance to be a top two, top three seed perhaps. I think that's the best path for Georgia. Not every Georgia fan agrees, and they have perhaps good reasons for feeling that way. But you ask me, and I'm going to give you my answer, still think it's better to win the SEC championship. I think it's good to get a bye, even though that means you wouldn't get a home game. I still think that's the best path for Georgia.
Mm-hmm. B.A., my last question for you was, there's a Lane Kiffin thing. What do you think?
Look, I think the reason why people are so bothered by this is because college football is fundamentally an unequal sport. The top 10% of coaches have more value than the bottom 80%. And there are some programs that are just better than others. And a couple of years worth of NIL and a couple of years worth of transfer portal don't change that. That doesn't mean that Kiffin maybe couldn't stay at Ole Miss. But if you want to win a national championship, you need to go somewhere else. And it would be LSU. It would be Florida. There's this internet thing now of what if DeBoer leaves? What if Kiffin really wants the Alabama job? This is as good a soap opera as we've had in the SEC in a while. Have a lot of soap operas down here. I think it's a lot of fun. I understand why people are bothered by it, but some coaches are just going to get more attention, and some jobs are just worth leaving for, and that's what I think aggravates people about this.
I like your thesis of 10% of college coaches are more important than the top 10% than the 80 bottom. Is Lane Kiffin a top 10% college coach?
Look, if you go 11
wins. Because that's the debate that I think we were having. Not that's debate, a fair but thing debate. We were talking about earlier.
That's a fair debate.
But sure?
If he goes 11-1, even against a somewhat softer FCC schedule, 11-1 in this SEC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, if he gets to the playoff at Ole Miss, a place that really hasn't been nationally relevant since the 1960s, I think you'd have to say that he probably is, even if there's some antics that sometimes aggravate people.
All right, BA. By the next time we talk, we should know.
Yeah.
We should know where he's going, hopefully. All right. We appreciate it,
as always.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. And check out, it's a daily podcast. Every single day you can listen to it. We'll come back, get to the AMA. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.